there are miracles and there are blessings and there are meetings with God in here, that the only reason you haven't had it is you haven't asked. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel he cares. You're afraid of being forgotten. He cares, guys. He knows you. He is so impressed that you came here. I mean that. He's impressed that you came here.
Welcome to The Aggressive Life. This is Dirt. I am your producer for the podcast, and I'm coming at you with one more special Man Camp episode. We just wrapped up the biggest, the best Man Camp yet. Bear Grylls, Dante Bowe, Jim Bergen, Brian Tome, 4,000 guys from around the nation and the world camping together in Southwest Ohio. It was an incredible weekend of life change, of laughter, of vulnerability, of way too many dirty jokes. It was fantastic. And whether you were there or not, I want to give you a taste of what Man Camp is like. You're going to join me in this podcast under the big tent. It's Friday night of Man Camp. Brian Tome takes the stage to set the scene for what the weekend should be about and could be about if you had intentionality. Now, this is a message that can change your life, that can push your life to new heights if you put it into practice. Not just if you listen to it. This is The Aggressive Life. We don't just listen, we do. And I want you to know, tickets for next year's Man Camp, October 9th through 11th, 2026, are the cheapest they will ever be right now. From today until October 26th on Sunday, tickets for next year's Man Camp are $99. Lock it in. Get your tickets. They will never be cheaper. Stake your claim. And I hope to be there in Southwest Ohio with you next year. But for now, let's jump to the Big Ten on Friday night at Man Camp with Brian Tome.
All right. Hey, if you haven't noticed, we're doing a lot of things different this year. If you've never been to Man Camp, you don't know that. But if you've never been to Man Camp, just raise your hand. All first timers, raise your hand. How good is that? That's fantastic. You keep doing what you've always done. You're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. And I've liked what we've gotten at Man Camp. It's been amazing and great. And we're trying some new things this year. First year, we brought in a Grammy Award-winning artist with Dante Bowe. And I'll tell you what. He is not just a pretty face and a good voice. The man is a deep well, a very deep well, and you're going to be experiencing that. First year, bringing outside speakers. I got a great buddy of mine tomorrow. If you haven't heard of him, he is going to smack you in the face, and you're going to love it. His name is Jim Berg, and I'll give him an introduction tomorrow. And we got Bear Grylls coming in, who's become a friend of mine. These are a lot of new things we're trying. This is not new, but if you haven't heard it clearly, I want to tell you right now. Man Camp, while we may promote it and looks on social media like it's a tough mudder because, you know, guys are hiking in and taking the Atlas balls and doing some beers, all that's fine. All that still goes. It's a special thing. We also recognize, and we're leaning into it to a bit greater degree this year, is that the biggest thing that we need, no matter where you are with God, you're here today not because you want to do a tough mudder. I don't know if you know who Jesus is. I don't know if you're way outside of it. I don't know if you understand the difference between Jesus and Buddha. I don't know where you are, but I know this. You came here because if there's a God, you want him. I know that. And you may have told people a variety of different things of why you came and all that stuff, but I know that you know that you're saying, if there's an X factor of the presence of God that I could have in my life, I'll take the beers, great. I'll do the games tomorrow, awesome. I love the male camaraderie, I love camp. But man, if there's that, I would like that. So for the first time, I want to give you a little mini talk tonight. I normally don't do that. I get a whole thing telling you, hey, you're off, and everyone's excited by it. I tell you what happens at man camp stays at man camp. Yes, it's true. What we share on the campfire stays here. But I want to set the stage spiritually for where we are and what I want to help you get the most out of this weekend that you can possibly have. It's a story from Jesus that comes in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 45. And here's what it says. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho, that is Jesus, his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting in the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, this is really important. There is going to be a miracle that's in this story. Spoiler alert, there's going to be a miracle. Believe it or not, we've seen verifiable miracles that have happened on this property. Verifiable medical miracles that have happened on this property. And believe it or not, those aren't the greatest miracles. The greatest miracle is when somebody gives his life to Jesus. That's the greatest miracle. I want the X factor of God in my life. If there's something more, I want it. I want to have the sense of a presence of God, the grace of God, the power of God. I want to be able to do things I can't do in my normal self. That's what I want. And we're going to find the secret as to what you're going to have to do if you want that this weekend. Here's a guy who's got needs, and he takes initiative. He knows Jesus is around. Somehow he knows him. I mean, he smells him. He hears him. He can't see him. He's called Blind Bart. Blind Bart can't see him. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I've read through the Bible a number of times, but I did a little study not long ago. I said, how many times did Jesus heal somebody? When was there a supernatural thing? And as I paged through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four authorized biographies of Jesus, I counted, there could be a different number you come up with, I counted 39 different healings, 39. Some of them are mentioned in another gospel or so, but 39. Do you know what 32 of those 39 had in common? 32 of the 39 happened because somebody approached Jesus. They took initiative. Hey, here's the good news. Here's the good news. Everybody who is here, you took initiative. Everybody is here. While some other people were looking at the weather, concerned about the weather, some people had other things they could have done, a football game, a party they want to miss out on. Everybody here could have had something else that you're doing, but you didn't do that. You're here. You took initiative. Tell the guy right next to you, well done. Look at him right now. Well, seriously. Well done. Could have been freaking anywhere else. Right here. 32 of the 39 were people took initiative. Jesus doesn't just show up at the local hospital and say, hey, I'm here to heal some people today. No. He wants to see who wants it. He wants to see who wants something beyond what they have right now. Of the remaining seven, I count up five of them, Jesus tells them they got to do something first. They got to go and they got to wash off in the pools of Bethesda. They got to take a step forward. They got to go show themselves to a priest. They got something. In other words, Jesus responds to people who take initiative. And then even then, he says, okay, you need to do something. Y'all did a great job. You got in here. Phenomenal. You're like A-plus people. Phenomenal. Great. Let me just coach you. 512 is right. That's what I call Judd. That's his nickname. If I like you, you get a nickname. This is 512. 512 told you, hey, it's your weekend. You paid for it. Do whatever you want. That's true. That's true. We're not going to shame you into doing anything. We're not operating in guilt at all. But let me tell you, you came here, so do the thing. Like, do the thing. Like, I know people who come to man camp, and they never come in the tent. You're welcome to do that. I don't want to shame you, but I'm like, man, you came this far. Like, do the thing. There's a MASH tent over here. Happens the same time every year. I think we did 190 kegs last year. What was it? How many kegs did we do? 190 kegs last year. pretty awesome. Beginning of the weekend, the line every week, every year it's like this. The line is very, very long to get the beer, despite the fact that we got, I don't know, 40 taps or something like that over there. And there's no line at the mash tent. And then by the end of the weekend, there's no line at the beer, and there's a line to get in the mash tent. And the reason is, word gets out that there's an X factor that often happens in there. Not always. Sometimes, okay, that was nice. Sometimes you might go in there and someone might pray for you. I'm like, I don't know if that connects with me. Yeah, that happens sometimes. I preach things that doesn't connect with you. No, that's fine. But I tell you what, that line is long because word gets out of, oh, man, there's something there. So, hey, do the thing. How often do you have some manly men who can hear from God and can speak some words of life to you? Do the thing. Now, it gets even better. Here it goes. Man, I'm pretty impressed with myself that I'm reading without readers, without light. I mean, I'm of a colonoscopy age. I don't know if you know that. I mean, the guy almost got the volcanic butthole thing where he had to chug that thing. I almost got the. Anybody done a colonoscopy in here? They are freaking awesome. What time is it and how long do I have? Okay, if you want it, not now. I'll tell you my colonoscopy story sometime this weekend, maybe. No, I will. I'm not chickening out, but I want to eat, and I want you to have some good campfire time. So just put a placeholder on that. I'm not weaning out. It's awesome, though. Spoiler alert, colonoscopies are awesome. I don't know what you've heard. They're awesome. All right. Where was I? My eyes. Okay. So guys calling out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up. He's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up, came to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, here it is. This is all set up for this. Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? I'm going to read it, make sure I got every single word right. What do you want me to do for you? Got it. Now think about that. This guy takes initiative, and Jesus looks at him and says, what do you want me to do for you? Like, some of us are going like, duh, it's pretty obvious. He's blind. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't obvious. Maybe it wasn't obvious to Jesus. Maybe he was blind, but he had a bigger issue. Maybe he'd learned to cope with his blindness, but like he had some emotional pain and issues that were just racking him. Really, Jesus, what do you want me to do for you? Maybe Jesus just wanted to give him a blank check of some sort of blessing. Do you know that today Jesus still says, what do you want me to do for you? I mean, to you, this is normal. This is a normal guy. He's blind. He's a normal guy. Jesus still asks this question. I'm asking you, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Many of us, Jim's going to talk about this tomorrow in depth. Many of us just don't feel worthy. We don't think Jesus has anything for us. Jesus has something for people who are starving. Jesus has something for people who've lost limbs in combat. Let's give it up for our veterans in here, by the way. Let's give it up for all of them. Maybe Jesus cares about people who've had childhood abuse. He wants to give them something. Jesus wants to give something to people who are the working poor, minimum wage. But me, I'm pretty good. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, we're not. And even if you were, have you ever considered that Jesus just might have something more for you? What is it that Jesus? I want you to answer that. Maybe you talk around your campfire tonight. Maybe you just ponder it in the tent. What is it? What do you want Jesus to do for you? You want him to heal your marriage? You want him to get you a job? You want him to give you a spiritual gift, one of the crazy ones in the Bible that you don't have and you'd like to have it? Jesus is asking you, what is it you want me to do for you? And here's what he says. How about a wife? Jesus said, and what do you want me to do for you? Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. There are miracles and there are blessings and there are meetings with God in here that the only reason you haven't had it is you haven't asked. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel he cares. You're afraid of being forgotten. He cares, guys. He knows you. He is so impressed that you came here. I mean that. He's impressed that you came here. He is looking forward to doing some work with you. And that's all I wanted to say tonight. Have some hope and have some expectation, and I can't wait to see what God does in our time. So, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your patience and your grace. Would you give more of all that? More of all that, more resources, more love, more power, more friendships this weekend. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, that's it, right? We're done. See you later.
Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt@briantome.com to get a free Aggressive Life sticker. Find more on Instagram @BrianTome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.